Some environmentalists say the devastation caused by wildfires in Greece this summer should be Europe's wake-up call, alerting to the impact of climate change. More than 60 people died, olive groves and crops were wiped out, and more than 500,000 acres of old-growth forest and scrubland were destroyed. Some say the fires were exacerbated by winter drought and hotter summers. They're warning that if predicted climate changes are correct, the fires are a sign of more intense disasters to come. From Athens, NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
With its lush, verdant mountains, Evia Island, just north of Athens, is popular not only in summer, but also for winter skiing. Or rather it was, until the fires. Now the mountain slopes around the village of Makrihori are a moonscape of black and gray with splotches of white ash. The air is silent, not a bird can be heard.
Those are peach, apple, and pear trees. All lost.
Yorgos Dimou and his family assess the damage to their plot of land, their main source of livelihood.
I never expected the fires to get this bad. We've had fires in the past here before, and we've seen heat waves consistently ruin our crops, but we never expected fires to burn everything and to burn our village as well. That's never happened before.
Dimou's plot is 2,000 feet above sea level, but like the rest of Greece, the area suffered 4 heat waves this summer, with noon temperatures at over 106 degrees even at this altitude. At the nearby village of Makrihori, farmers, mostly elderly, gather at the local cafe. Men and women discuss their losses, homes, chickens and sheep, as well as the damaging effects of drought, rising summer temperatures and decreasing winter precipitation. Mayor Petros Kakavas, like many analysts and local government officials, believes arsonists alone could not be responsible for such devastation. And he expresses his town folks' anguish for their uncertain future.
The trees that were surrounding us in these forests were like 500 years old, and we would go and we hug them and we couldn't put our arms around them. So how is that going to grow back? When is that going to grow back? We're certainly not going to see it.
The inferno that raged here wiped out Makrihori's mountain ecosystem and rural livelihood. And even environmentalists who had long warned about the impact of climate change and desertification in southern Europe were stunned by the extent of the fire's destruction. Now they're raising questions about how to deal with changing microclimate conditions. Nikos Haralambidis, director of the Greece chapter of Greenpeace, says the immediate priority is for policymakers to sit down with experts and residents of the devastated areas to plan the future.
What type of trees we're going to put, what type of plants, what type of development actually we need to build there to reduce the impacts of climate change and also be ready to prevent any further erosion, destruction and stuff. It's not going to be an easy answer.
The fires have already created tens of thousands of what Haralambidis calls environmental refugees, people with nowhere to go. He says this poses the major social challenge.
To make sure that these people do have a sustainable and decent living and do not build another big group of internal refugees that flee to the big cities just waiting for the support either of the state or for the industry or from the European Union.
In fact, the Greek fires have caused alarm throughout Europe. EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso described the devastation as a European tragedy, and EU Director General for the Environment, Peter Mogens-Carl, warned that Europe must expect similar events in the years to come. Haralambidis says the Greek fires are a wake-up call for the entire continent.
We could see this huge destruction as an opportunity to change the way we deal with our development, take all the signs about upcoming climate change very seriously and start doing things now, not waiting for the next destruction that will touch northern Italy or southern Spain or southern France. And we're not allowed, actually, to lose such big areas.
Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.